recess executive session and reconvene the business session at 1:40 p.m. Next item on the agenda is to consider the renewal of the contract for legal services with Mercury Veselka for 2020. Any staff report on this, or any changes to the rate, any changes to the term? Just keep it on doing the
contract.
Yeah, we're offering our legal services for the same considerations as in the past. Hopefully look forward to representing the district this coming year.
Very good. Any questions of staff?
Did you say 1 year contract? No, it's 2 years, isn't it?
Our contract has always been on a calendar year.
Yeah, we do this on an annual basis.
I guess I'm new.
It's all right. We'll get you up to speed eventually. Pay attention a little bit. You
some
know.
Of us are talking about getting back from the holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
some of us are actually made it back from the holidays. Some of us are getting back from the holidays.
I think the rain ever went up.
All right.
Bless y'all.
Been a long time.
I'll consider a motion.
Motion to approve the contract with MBBA for legal services for 2020.
Second. Motion by Mr. Perry to approve, seconded by Ms. Watkins. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
All right. Thank you very much. Members of the board.
You bet. Next. Consideration of the renewal of the capital appraisal group contract for appraisal services for 2020 and 2021. This is a two-year one.
Okay.
There you go. That's what you were thinking of.
Yeah, I read something.
That was something.
Capital is the industrial appraiser group that we use. They value Sandy Creek, all the power lines, railroad, all the big, large stuff. They typically handle that. We've been using them for as long as I can remember. It's quite a while.
Obviously, you're pleased with their services.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
From everything I've heard, some people have switched between, there's only like three or four companies, and usually they get mad at one, they switch, and they say it's not any different, it's just a different name, same result. So.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve and renew capital appraisal group contract for appraisal services for 2020.
Motion by Mr. Perry.
Second.
Second by Mr. Pagel to approve. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Next up, moving right along, we shall renew quotes for the installation of AV equipment in our waiting areas.
This is to install the TVs, one will play Disney, one will play, have a queue so they know how long they're going to wait. But we have three quotes, one from KHT, one from Brazos Technologies, and one from Asbel. Brazos Media is who we're recommending. They came back with a lower tech approach, but for everything's less than 50 feet, so HDMI cable should be able to operate from what we're trying to do. The other two companies, one is converted to Cat5 cable, and each of the converters was going to be a couple $100 and is almost unnecessary. So the price of media is almost half the price of the other bids. But essentially it's just running cables and installing and mounting the TVs.
I think that's helpful. Providing something, a bit of a distraction while people are having to wait, as well as, again, being able to have that queue so they know where they are in line. That's I like that. So that's giving that stuff versatile. Down the road, we'll be able to use it for other stuff maybe too. So.
But the TVs are actually a pretty good price. Because at first I had them quoted without TVs, but they're beating what Sam's and Walmart can do.
Yeah. So. Okay. Do we need to vote on this, or it's less than 10,000?
It's less than 10,000. The first two quotes I got were higher.
Okay.
So that's why I originally wanted to put it on here.
Okay.
But just that way y'all are aware.
Okay.
This isn't a queuing system, though.
It's not a queuing system, not like what y'all have.
Right.
Basically, we're going to use our appraisal software and just have a query running to tell them who's next and what panel they're going to go to.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it'll basically run in Microsoft Access or PowerPoint or something.
Sounds good to me. So no action we need to take on that? Just
no, sir. As long as you don't have an issue with it.
I think it's a good idea. Anybody? Would you like another second to review? Another flipping. Okay. Let's move on to financial statements. We currently just have through October.
Yes, sir. On total assets, we have $2,324,990. And then same for the liabilities and fund balance. They do show the changes to the fund balance to reflect the last resolutions. And then the unassigned fund balance is the money we have left over and we receive from the entities as of this.
Yeah, and that's large just because we got the fourth quarter payments in October and just haven't the opportunity to spend it down yet. So that'll take care of itself the next 2 months.
Yes, sir. And on the next page, you can see on the revenue, we receive all the revenue that we're expected to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Total salaries, we're at $1.5 million, and total annual budget was $2 million. Total benefits, we've spent $560,000 out of $761,000. On the next page, on professional services, we have spent $445,000 out of $682,000. We've made some line item changes since this, so those haven't been reflected in this. Those should show up in November, December. Okay. Financials. Office operation expenses on the page 5, we've spent $252,000 out of $297,000. A lot of that is postage. It's kind of weighted heavy in the year, early in the year. Total maintenance expenses, we spent $168,000 out of $192,000. And then contingency fund, at this time we hadn't spent anything from contingency. We still had $100,000 left over. And then total capital outlay, we spent $216,000 out of $257,000. Total expenditures, $3,294,000 out of $4,465,000. Then our total ending fund balance is $2,295,000. So we're going to end up with another surplus this year.
Yeah. Could be pretty sizable.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when we look at the budget, we'll get a better idea of that, and we can, not going to promise anything, so we have pending litigation, other kind of stuff, but I think we could probably anticipate at least some credit back to the entities. So based on reserves and based on what the end of the year is probably going to look like. So, but we'll discuss that in the spring.
And usually, and of course, you'll have your audit, so you'll
at the audit,
you'll
have
the final
number. Right. Okay. Good job. Yeah. Any questions on that? It seems to be pretty straightforward. Okay. Just let us know if we get November, December prior to, I know we'll talk about the audit in the next month or so. If we get the numbers prior, just send them out as is. So don't wait for the meeting, just so we can see them.
Okay.
Thanks. Any questions? Next, talking about our P.O. box, street address.
We still have a P.O. box downtown, along with, we get mail here at the physical address. Kind of dawned on us the other day, like while we're driving over to the mailbox to pick up 8 tubs of mail during property tax season.
That you do every day.
Yeah.
Putting your truck.
I go, if not, Lisa or Olivia will go
and bring it back.
And so it's a daily routine where we go and our mailbox is typically full. And so what we've started doing is changing our internal letters to reflect our street address. That way, this coming year, we'll kind of phase everybody out, get most people transitioned. And then once that happens, then we'll close the P.O. box. I talked to the post office man that delivers stuff and asked him, is there any benefit to having a P.O. box? He's like, no, why? I'll bring it to you. I was like, okay.
So, makes sense. But, did you ever figure out why we had one to begin with?
We've had it since the 80s.
Okay.
So it was probably originally set up.
We've always done it. That's right.
Well, you know, I have one that I inherited. And
yes,
I've talked to my friend in Williamson County. He says, no, I got the federal guy that brings it to my doorstep. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So.
Because we get, the guy delivers a box or he brings it, whatever we have. So.
Right.
And I asked him about having it delivered from the P.O. box straight over here, and they said they'll close that P.O. box. So.
So we're going to stop putting it on our stationery and on any notices. Just have the physical address. So that's where all the mails start coming. But we'll keep it open for another year or two just to make sure that we catch anything. And then we can forward from that point, and then we'll be good.
Y'all have any issues with that?
No.
from experience?
It takes people a long time to figure out when something's been changed.
Right.
You got a forwarding address on it.
If you printed all the invoices, though, it's going to come to this address.
Right,
that's
right.
That's what people are going to use.
Yeah, and so.
The tax agents will notify them when we send out our pre-ARB letter. Just let them know if they're sending anything outside this. They're generating problems.
And we'll hold on to it for a little bit, just so we'll have, yeah, we'll, well, I mean, we're in no rush, you know, to just, I'm not going to shut it down tomorrow.
The way you're talking about it, we should be able to capture most of the issues.
Yeah.
Transition.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be fine. Right, all right, there you go, rock and roll. Next, taxpayer liaison report.
Yes, I have no pending and no new complaints.
That's good.
Since last report in November. Had a total of 10 complaints, but four of them were from the same person. So we actually had 6 formal complaints for 2019. I submitted the ARB survey comment spreadsheet that I have to send to the comptroller every year by the end of December. And Judge Strother has appointed the new ARB members, including the chair and secretary, and I've included the list.
Okay. That's right, because the state has taken the prerogative off of us to appoint the chair and secretary now, so it's all on Judge Strother.
Yeah, I see you have one letter of apology to the appraisal review board.
Yes.
I framed that.
Yes, y'all got a copy of that back in the summer.
Is there any I know, you know, the ARB survey that you sent to the comptroller, I mean, is it in a format that we would find useful, just so we get an idea of what the sentiment is? I mean, even though we have no say over the ARB, would it be worthwhile for us to look at it, is what I'm asking, if you've forwarded it to us? Or is it just in a format that isn't really, okay.
It'd
be good just to kind of see, but again, we have no responsibility or oversight over said board. That's always just kind of good to see what the feedback was. So.
Do you know Donna Mitchell?
Yes, sir.
Did she serve previously?
She's been on the board for the last, she was off 1 year, but she's gone for like 3 or 4 years now.
This will be her fourth.
But she's pretty good.
What's the term limit?
6 years. 3 terms, which at a max would be 2 years each.
Okay.
Okay. And so then they can no longer ever serve?
Until the legislature changes again. They've waffled it back and forth over the last couple of sessions.
Because I know some of these people have probably served that term already.
There are only 6 that were repeat from that have served before. Most of them are new.
Okay, so Linda Hatchell?
She's, this will probably be her last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's done.
She does great work, but.
Yeah, she does.
Because of the law.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. And so 16 as well. So we'll be able to staff up for the 5 that we want this year. Excellent. Good job. Okay.
Six complaints is not too bad.
I know when people come up here and you can tell them, because I see you got quite a few, like Charles Reed is no longer on there, but I see his wife is on there.
Yeah, Mrs. Reed applied and she was
appointed. Okay.
We're making quite a few changes, and we think between all of it, it should reduce the amount of complaints. There's still going to be some that, no matter what, can make happy, but I think it'll be reduced. The communication piece with ARB was one. So if we, with the text message and the email, and we're still going to send them a hard copy letter of when their hearing time is, that way if they don't get the email, they can't say they didn't get it. That doesn't seem to be a lot of complaint this year.
Okay. Makes sense. That works. Any questions? Taxpayer liaison? All right. Do you have an appraisal report?
Appraisal-wise, for the residential apartment, this last year, we didn't roll the value from the previous ARV. The market was moving, so everybody just went back to the true market value. We're not going to do that to reduce the amount of people we upset. There are quite a few people that are upset just the fact that they just come in the previous year. The only reason they should change now, if they have a previous ARV from last year, would be if the property sold, was remodeled, or remodified. Basically, we know there was a significant change in the property.
On the state legislature, I mean, kind of put a little harder onus on that to change it after a adjudicated value like that, right?
Yeah, the okay. rule used to be that you couldn't go up in the following year after an ARB determination unless you had substantial evidence, uh-huh. and then they increased that burden this year to clear and convincing evidence.
Okay.
So, higher okay. threshold.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a pretty meaningless change.
I know, but still, the point being, they did change it, and ostensibly to make it slightly, the burden on us slightly higher in order to do that. But I, as a policy-wise, if they went through the trouble, I think keeping it consistent for 1 year makes a lot of sense. So.
For commercial, we typically don't do that.
Sure.
Equity is usually the biggest thing to argue. Most people don't come in and talk about our market value isn't high enough or low enough. They usually come in and say, I should be lower based on the discount.
Yeah.
And so if we, once we go through the ARB process, then you start with a lower number, then they come in and argue off that again. It's kind of a downward spiral. And then on ARB, e-file notifications, we'll be sending those out by text message. Still working with the software provider to get that tested and make sure that it's actually working. Arbitration, for last year we had 62 arbitrations filed. 12 are still active, 43 have been settled, 3 we won, and 4 we've lost. They created a 45-day window for us to try to settle now. And so most of these, based on prior experience with the one arbitrator we have in the county, we knew that we were going to lose every other one. And like you could almost plot it. We put it on Excel and it was just every other one we'd lose. And so knowing the outcome is helpful for us to help settle some of these.
Yep. I like that. So. smart.
And we went way over budget this year for 2018 arbitrations because that was a change and we didn't expect to go over that much. So now with the 4 we've lost, we should still be within our original budget. On lawsuits, in 2019 we settled 68. We had 53 new ones, and we have 89 that, when I wrote this, I knew of 89 currently pending. Sandy Creek was set for August 3rd. The inspection's on January 27th at 10 a.m. We'll be taking the capital appraiser, the appraiser from Capital Appraisal with us. So we're gonna have the capital appraiser and we're gonna have Mr. Hornsby. So we'll have both of our appraisers there with us. One will be doing lawsuit, one will be doing 2020 evaluation. Walgreens been set for trial on October 20th.
Is that October date? I mean, y'all are okay with that?
Yeah, you know, Walgreens is a company that they file on almost every store they've got across the state every year. And so I would be absolutely shocked if that Walgreens case ends up actually
so you'll settle
trial.
That.
So that's one of those where we give it a trial date so that it's forced for us to okay. look at it and make sure that we can come up with something. Okay. So.
Thank you.
Training and education team consulting will be here on January 27th. And then the TAD conference will be February 23rd. And then Mr. Perry, have Mr. Kennard going with us. And then the Harris Governing Conference will be March 8th. Open records request, we had 102 last year, and so far none for this year.
It's early.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's right.
building facilities. In the budget this year, we had $5,000 set aside to install a fire exit. On the end of the building where I sit, there on the plans, there was a door on that side, but they put the stairwell in front of it. We can't get out there, so we're just going to turn one of the windows into a fire exit door. And just that way, we have one more exit because there's a lot of staff on that side of the building.
Okay. But it's going to be an actual door. Like you're gonna, okay, not just like a window. Hey, that's the exit. Good luck. Get an air mattress down below. You know, that's going to land on that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Be a real door.
With
may
a real...
not be a fire emergency door.
Right, right.
Just due to the cost, it's probably cheaper to put up a glass door than a fire alarm.
As long
sure.
as there's a crash bar on it, you're good.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
miscellaneous stuff. The mobile devices, the iPads have arrived. We've got them initially configured. True Automation will be here in March to finish setting those up. And then notice dates, April 1st, residential will send out their notices, commercial will send out notices on May 1st, and then business personal property will be May 29th.
Are you still looking for an additional commercial appraiser?
We had one contact us the other day, and then he kind of backpedaled. He was a fee appraiser and an RPA from Corpus, and then he wanted to be a supervisor, though. So I told him if it was a money thing to let me know, and I'd discuss it with y'all, but he hasn't called me back since then.
Okay.
And other than that, it's been brand new guys that have no experience. It's the only ones that we've had apply. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Any questions? All right. We already did the executive session. Next, no action on the items in closed session, and then we'll future agenda item requests from anybody, and then look at those proposed dates. By chance, any of those work for you? Y'all want to spend Valentine's with me?
No.
I personally am good either the 13th or 14th of February. So if somebody's not good one of those days. Okay.
We can do donuts for the 14th. Make it exciting.
Let's just do the 13th. Let's
9 o'clock or 1 p.m.?
Y'all prefer morning or afternoon? Yeah.
1 p.m.
Okay. Okay. All right, 13th at 1, and then in March. March 16th, 18th, 19th, 20th. Any of those should work for me that week of March as well. There's one y'all prefer.
That's what will be like 10 years from now. I'm not scared.
Would Thursday the 19th at 9 work?
Sure.
Okay, Thursday the 19th at 9. All right, look at that, guys. I'm proud of us. Next 2 months, normal stuff. We'll have the report of SGR. We'll. A few other things, I'm sure. Audit will be at
yes,
one
sir.
Point.
John Manning said he could come speak with y'all beforehand if y'all wanted to speak with him prior to the audit, or if he just wanted to report when he's done.
Let's just say if there's something that's going to be a surprise, I prefer him to come before.
Yeah, if it's business as usual, we're okay not having to discuss it before. But if there's something we need to, if he thinks we need to know, then have him, then put him on the agenda. All right. See nothing else. We will adjourn at 2:03. Thanks, guys. Good job.